I think most of your American viewers probably don't know that for a couple of years now, Canada has had a freer economy than the US.
Hello, bonjour. I'm Todd Cranin for Reason TV, and I'm here, I'm joined by Martin Masse. Martin is the founder of the libertarian community site Le Québécois Libre, and he's a leading voice in Quebec's libertarian movement. Welcome, Martin.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
So tell me a little bit about your site.
Well, actually, you have to go back to the 1990s when essentially there was absolutely no libertarian movement whatsoever in Quebec, except for a few English speakers at McGill, for example, where you studied, there were a few objectivists who were organizing there, and some members of the Canadian Libertarian Party, but there was no really connection with the French side. I discovered those ideas partly through Reason magazine in the early 1990s, and I was wondering, like, who else believed these ideas, and through, you know, a set of circumstances, I met four other people, Pierre Lemieux and three other young men like me. We were in the 20s, in our 20s at the time. And we met in January 95. We thought we were the only five libertarian in the whole province. One of the group, Michel Caligagnon, went on to develop the Montreal Economic Institute, which is a free market think tank based in Montreal and where I also work. Another one became a famous columnist. So, you know, each in our way, we developed something.
Yeah, no, I lived here during the early 90s, and I really, I can totally attest to what you're saying. There was no libertarian presence here whatsoever. I think when I left, it went to zero.
The ideas that were totally marginal at the time, if not totally, you know, unknown, today you come across them in the public discourse, in the papers, on TV.
I'm curious too about sort of the third rail of Canadian politics, the system of healthcare in Canada. How do you even talk about that subject with Canadians who can't, who, you know, where it's hard to imagine almost any other system?
The government is the sole provider of the funds, but also it controls all the hospitals, the clinics, etc. There's a tiny private sector with private clinics, but there are basically no private hospitals in Canada, no for-profit establishments. And that's a debate that's been going on for decades. It's always, you know, on the front pages. Again, this morning, there's a series in the Montreal Gazette about waiting times. Waiting times here to get operations are very bad.
In the United States, we're often sort of criticized for having very extremely expensive healthcare, that we put way too much into, spend more, much more money than we should into healthcare. But Canada, in many ways, is just the opposite, right? There's underinvestment.
The money just gets lost in bureaucracy and does not reach the patients. That's really the main issue. They don't have the incentives to make it work better.
Healthcare is a continual source of debate in the United States and dissatisfaction. And I think what a lot of people don't know, and what I remember very well from living here in Canada, is that it is also a continual source of debate and dissatisfaction in Canada as well, for just the reasons that you were talking about. And I'm wondering, why doesn't that seem to have the effect of changing and creating more of a sense of reform in Canada than it does?
One reason is that in English-speaking Canada, the public healthcare system is part of a very strong nationalist discourse. You know, we have a public healthcare system that doesn't leave anybody out, whereas these nasty Americans have this private system where people die. There are really very, very strong lobbies, the trade unions, the healthcare, public healthcare lobbies, and it takes time, but it's evolving.
One question that has fascinated me for a long time is the sort of false perceptions that we neighbors have of each other, Canada, the United States, and vice versa. That Canada sort of, I think, falsely imagines the United States as a laissez-faire realm where just anything goes. And the United States thinks of Canada as a sort of socialist country, right, where the government sort of has a lock on everything. Explain how that is maybe the total opposite of what we think it is.
I think most of your American viewers probably don't know that for a couple of years now, Canada has had a freer economy than the U.S. If you look at the Index of Economic Freedoms of the Fraser Institute, the Heritage Foundation, Canada is in sixth and seventh place, so the sixth freest economy in the world, which is, you know, very good. And it's been going up for many years. Actually, Canada has been a freer country than the US, you know, for a very long time. In the 20th century, you got a central bank decades before we did. You got an income tax before a few years before we did. You got the New Deal many years before we did. You got the social policies of the 1960s, the Great Society, a decade before we did. But then Pierre Trudeau came to power and we got those same programs and the federal government went much further. But then in the 1990s, Paul Martin as finance minister and Jean Chrétien as prime minister, mm-hmm. they started major reforms. They cut the size of the government. They got rid of the deficit in a few years. And from the late 1990s, Canada has been the poster boy, to some extent, of the G8 countries in terms of sound finance.
Martin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Pleasure.